In Wrangell, homebuyers can purchase a larger home for less money than other places in the region, but finding a place to buy is tough. As KSTK's Aaron Bolton reports, Wrangell has the lowest vacancy rate statewide, making it difficult for the Wrangell Medical Center to bring on new hires.
Wrangell Medical Center CEO Robert Rang has been on the job just a little over 10 months. When he started, the hospital had 8 nursing positions open. 6 of those positions have been filled, but he says lack of housing in Wrangell has made it extremely difficult.
Personally, I know of at least 3, you know, within just in the time that I've been here in the past year that declined to come on board just because of the availability of housing.
The hospital is applying for a $550,000 grant that would help fund building or buying housing for hospital staff. Rank hopes to build a 4-unit complex with 2 to 3 bedrooms each.
We have a lot of travelers, you know, professional staff, both with the clinic that we work with them on, providers, as well as our nursing staff here. And so we have a need to rent through the community a lot of times to make sure that we have housing for those folks. What we've noticed is that there's times of the year and even during the winter that it's very difficult to find.
Rang says in particular, rentals larger than 1 bedroom are hard to come by, making it harder to hire staff with kids. But Wrangell's tight housing market isn't alone.
Housing is a particular problem across the region.
Melanie Shivens is the director of Raincoast Data and the economic development planner for the Southeast Conference. She says housing is a barrier across Southeast.
If you look especially at the communities of Juneau and Sitka and Skagway, there's such limited housing in those communities, and it's been such a barrier to entry for businesses coming in and for people moving in. And in those communities, the housing costs are even much higher.
Shivens gave a report on housing needs and issues in February, expressing the need for a potential housing development on the former Wrangell Institute site. She says Wrangell has a 0 to 1% vacancy rate for 1, 2, and 3 bedroom rentals, the lowest in the state.
And that survey is done in April. And so that's not even going into the summer. And in the summer, in Wrangell, you have a lot of summer needs for housing, for short-term housing with your fishing industry.
As for houses for sale, there were only 18 at the time of Shivens' report. At the hospital, 6 positions are still being filled by traveling staff until the new hires are fully trained and come on board. Rang told Wrangell's Borough Assembly Tuesday that the hospital spends over $50,000 to house traveling staff.
We've been spending a lot of money, taking a lot of resources out of the hospital that can be used for other things, for patient care and expansions and improvements.
As for staff that have accepted jobs, not all have found housing.
The ones that are arriving this month, yes, they have, but they have had some challenges. There is some concerns about the folks that are coming on board. They haven't really started looking yet as yet, and so I'm not sure exactly what they've been able to locate.
Rang hopes to solve that problem if the hospital is awarded the grant. He says it would work with the city to find a location. The hospital would also be able to purchase an existing building with that money. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Aaron Bolton.